Hello, Business English Enthusiast. Welcome to Episode 10 of Business English Made Easy. I'm Victoria, and today we're looking into a crucial grammar topic, especially in the business world, the present perfect tense. Understanding and using this tense correctly can make a huge difference, especially when discussing your work experience. Don't forget to head over to lvlinguistics.be/episode10 for the worksheet and a little bit of extra practice when it comes to the present perfect. So let's start with the basics. The present perfect is formed with have or has plus the past participle of a verb. For example, I have worked or she has completed. This tense connects the past with the present. One of the most common uses of the present perfect is to talk about experiences. When you say, I have worked with several multinational companies, it means you had this experience at some point in the past. We don't know exactly when, and it's relevant now. Now let's apply this to a business context. Imagine you're in a job interview or a networking event. You want to talk about your professional achievements. The present perfect is your friend here. You can say, I have managed many successful projects in the construction sector, or we have increased our client base significantly with our new approach. These statements show that your past actions have current relevance. Another great use of the present perfect is to describe changes over time. In a meeting, you might say, our sales have grown steadily over the past year, or the company has expanded into new markets recently. These phrases demonstrate ongoing development and growth. What about ongoing situations? The present perfect works here too. Say, I have been with the company for 5 years, to imply that you started working there in the past and are still there now. It's about actions or situations that started in the past and are still relevant. A critical aspect of using the present perfect is choosing the right words to accompany it. Words like already, yet, ever, and never often go hand in hand with this tense. For instance, have you ever worked abroad? Or I haven't completed the report yet. These words help clarify the time aspect related to your action. Let's also touch on the negative form, saying, I haven't experienced that kind of challenge before, uses the present perfect to talk about something that hasn't happened up to now, but it's significant in the present moment. And what about questions? In a job interview, you might be asked, have you handled large budgets before? This question seeks to understand your past experiences relevant to the present job requirements. To sum up, the present perfect is a powerful tool in your English toolkit, especially in professional settings. It helps you articulate your experiences, growth, ongoing roles, and much more, connecting your past achievements with present conversations. To practice this essential tense, head over to lvlinguistics.be/episode10 for exercises and examples. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Business English Made Easy. Remember, mastering English grammar is a step towards greater confidence in your business communications. Stay curious and keep learning. Goodbye.